Welcome to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast for women of faith in business looking to take their careers or businesses to the next level without compromising their faith. If you're ready to begin taking action on your entrepreneurship goals, learn tips, tools, and strategies to execute consistently and manifest the life of your dreams, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Halima de Oliveira, business strategist, three-time author, using the fusion of faith and finances to lead female-led e-commerce brands to six and seven-figure revenue targets annually. Ready? Let's work. Tune into today's episode, Already in Progress. Welcome back to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast. This is episode 54. I wanted to do something a little bit different this episode and answer five of your most frequently asked questions from the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast audience members. So I will begin them below in no particular order. We are currently doing a corporate retreat in Jamaica. And, you know, I think I want to share this experience with all of you. So if you guys are listening to this, please head over to my Instagram page at BUNHD. I'm sharing some of what's happening in my stories on the page, etc. And just gorgeous pictures, mashallah. You know, I always want to share my experience with you, share my growth, share, you know, just everything that we're doing. And my prayer is always that it inspires you to do the same, if not more. And, you know, I'm always making dua for all of you that you are able to achieve all of your dreams. And I pray that this podcast helps you to do that. I pray that you get information to help you to achieve not only your dunya goals, but also your akhirah goals, that everything that you do in life, that it facilitates your life in the next. Ameen, right? And so just wanted to share these top five questions with all of you. I put a few, you know, like question tags in my stories. And these are some of the questions that you've either asked me, you know, this past week, or you've asked me over time. And I just kind of compiled the top five and put together some of the questions or some of the comments that I received to help. So this is quick and sweet. You know, just because, you know, of timing and, you know, just wanted to, you know, just be of benefit to you and just answer some of the questions that many of you have in hopes that even if you've never asked the question, that it can help you on your business journey. So without any further ado, I will begin the questions. And again, they're in no particular order. So here's question one. What's the best way to promote my business? The best way to promote your business depends on your audience. I know that you weren't expecting me to, you know, kind of answer your question with a question, but first you have to ask yourself who it is that you're serving. I'm sure you've heard the, you know, question, who is your target audience? Who are you trying to reach, right? So who are you trying to reach with your product or service? Once you're able to answer those two things, who your target audience is, who it is that you're serving, that will help you to know which platform or platforms or methods that you will use to disseminate your information, whether you use Instagram, whether you use Facebook, whether you use Pinterest, whether you use whether you use a podcast like I'm doing right now, whatever way your audience likes to get their information about their product or service, that's where you need to be, right? So once you know this, you know which platforms you will find them on, go, you know, set up those platforms if you're not already on them. LinkedIn is another one that is a hidden gem that people really aren't tapping into. You know, the people that are serious about products and services are on LinkedIn, right? So they are looking for businesses to collaborate with. They are looking for businesses that can help their clients or that can help their employees, a combination of all of the above. And, you know, you just need to show the representation there for them to be able to find you, for them to be able to see you. And more likely, you know, businesses, you know, if you're doing business to business, you know, services, which pretty much any business can do business to business, right? So most businesses think business to consumer, but you can also be selling to other businesses, right? So, you know, say for instance, me, you know, I'm looking to start, a company that offers products and services for people who love plants, right? So through the pandemic, I rediscovered my love for plants and, I'm growing my plant little family. And how cool would it be for me to have a product that I can, disseminate to the audience that I know and love, that I know that they also like this particular, type of product, or they like plants, whatever the case may be. I'm looking for businesses that can help me to create the products, right? So I don't have the time to create the products myself. So I need another business that can either create the product for me, package it up, whatever the case may be. And so I have to go out and look for that. So think bigger. Don't just think, business to consumer. Also think maybe your business could be a hybrid business and you're offering business to business products or services or a combination of the above, right? So again, knowing which platforms you will find your customer, or you will find your ideal client, your target audience, et cetera. And then you can experiment with the different types of content that you use. You can experiment with reels. You can experiment with, IGTV videos, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes. For my clients and I, what we realized is that, for many of them, their audiences like, videos that are 10 minutes or less that are on a specific topic. They can go to their IGTV and they can, look up how to do et cetera, et cetera. And they are able to digest that information in short chunks of 10 minutes or less. Many of them were doing videos that were an hour or, 30 minutes. And, the consumer was or their target audience or ideal client was unable to digest the information. So through trial and error, they were able to see, hey, let's reduce the amount of time that, we're using to disseminate the content. Reels has really changed the game in that we're able to add, some creativity either with music or words, or, putting, instructions, on how to use their product on the screen and then disseminate it in Reels, 15 seconds, 30 seconds. And I believe now many accounts now have 60 second Reels that they're able to create. It could be a carousel. Carousels are huge right now. So it could be a carousel. It could be in your stories where you ask questions or you communicate with your customer. Text messaging is huge right now. Does the platform where you sell your product, does it offer the ability to be able to text message your client? Maybe you're using an outside, resource to text your clients. All different ways to disseminate content to connect and speak with your customers. So one of the best ways is to see what one of your peers in your industry is doing. So you know that I'm not a proponent of stealing anyone else's work. I'm not a proponent of putting off work as your own when it's really someone else's. But you can gain inspiration from someone. You can gain inspiration from a peer in your industry, and you can look, okay, this is working for their audience. Let me put my own flavor on that type of content and promote it, put it out there, and see how my audience responds. Take a look at your insights. If you're not looking at your insights and you're in business, you're doing yourself a huge, huge, huge disservice. Make sure you're taking a look at those insights. Make sure you're looking at how is my particular piece of content performing. And I really, really, really want you to go beyond likes. Go and scroll down, scroll up, scroll up, scroll up, and see what's your reach on a particular post. So a post may only have, or a reel may only have 25 likes, but then when you go scroll down, you reach 5,000 accounts, or you reach 2,500 accounts. That wouldn't have happened had it just been a picture post that you put on your page. Also website clicks, right? So, I know a lot of people, they have 80,000 followers, tens and tens and thousands of followers, hundreds of thousands of followers, and they're making absolutely $0 off of that. They're still getting people that are sending them free product for them to promote on their page, and it looks good, and you think that they're doing the dang thing with, what they have going on, and really they're not making any money off of it. People are just sending them free product, they're promoting it on their page, and the business that they're promoting is making money, but they themselves are not making any money. So You know, there's a such thing as, you know, doing it until you can be paid for it, you know, doing it enough time so that people see you and recognize you. But then you've got to monetize that. You've got to monetize that because at the end of the day, that's your time, that's your effort, that's your creativity that you're putting into content that, you know, is not your own. I had a recent conversation the other day with another entrepreneur. And he was basically telling me, and this is particular to Black creatives, creatives of color, you know, maybe creatives from, you know, different religions, you know, that are, you know, considered a quote unquote, you know, minority, right, in the industry, you know, and in the creative space. And basically, you know, a brand approached them, paid them, you know, a couple of $100 to create content. And then told them that their content was going to be used in XYZ capacity. They, you know, he signs the contract or whatever, going to be used in XYZ capacity. They pay him the couple of $100 to create the content. You know, on the surface, he's happy. The company's happy. Then the company sees the reaction to the content that this particular creative creates and goes and creates $1 million+ campaign, you know, with this particular creative's content and is making millions of dollars off of a piece of content that they only paid this creative $250 or a couple of $100 for, right? And I mean, what a slap in the face to this creative. So now the creative is going back to the company saying, hey, you said you were going to use this in XYZ capacity and you've gone and used this in a different capacity. I want my money. You know, I want, you know, a portion, 10%, whatever the case may be, of whatever sales that you are getting from this piece of content that you only paid me $250 for. So, you know, make sure that you are taking your piece of the pie, much like, you know, these big corporations and these businesses are taking. And even if it's another small business, remember that there is a such thing as what's in it for me and what's in it for them, right? And so when you are, you know, when a brand is approaching you, you know, why are they asking you to create the content? They're more than likely asking you to create the content because they want to tap into the audience that you have. No matter how small, I don't care if you have a following of 500 or less, they want to tap into that audience. And the beauty of that is okay, you may only have 500, you know, people on, you know, that follow you, but your content could go viral. You could end up getting tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers overnight. You never know what can happen. You know, it only takes, you know, one, you know, good thing to happen, for things to, take off. So make sure that you are getting your, just desserts. But, you know, going back to, you know, the question, what's the best way to promote my business is put your own flavor on the type of content and promote. I am teaching this in depth in my 15-week Build Your Boss Biz, program in weeks 6 through 10. We're talking about target audience. We're talking about what type of content, to promote. We're talking about, you know, what type of, you know, platform that you need to be on. We're going through that in weeks 6 to 10. I would love, love, love to have you come into one of the drop-in sessions. The first one begins this Friday, which is July 9th. So by the time that you hear this on Wednesday, you guys will have a couple of days to sign up for that drop-in session. So that first one, July 9th, will be what is your target audience. You can head over to the website, www.halimadeolivera.com, and take a look at what's going on in weeks 6 through 10 and see if, you know, that works for your you know, particular business. Does the topic that we're talking about, does it work for your particular business, the goals that you currently have? I will tell you, each session is jam-packed with information, and the plus side of this is you'll be live with me and 30-plus other entrepreneurs where you can ask questions, you can listen into the different things that they themselves are going through, and, you know, you can ask questions specifically about your business and how you can promote your own business, how can you find your target audience, or, you know, front-face your target audience this coming up Friday, July 9th. So what love to have you guys. Again, just head to the site and you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to sign up for that session. We'll be right back with question number 2. And we're back with question 2. How do I know if my business will be successful? This question, you know, I like this question and I'm going to answer it, but I also don't like this question because I feel like this thinking, this question holds us back. This question is really coming from a place of, fear. It's coming from a place of lack. It's coming from a place of, questioning your own skill set, questioning, what you're capable of. So in answer to this question, how do I know if my business will be successful? In truth and in short, you don't. Just like you don't know whether or not you're going to, be successful today at work. You don't know if, you will have a job by the end of the week. You don't know if, you'll have food, to be able to put on the table. We don't know any of these things. I mean, we can liken this to birds, right? So, one of the things, from a faith perspective and, just having, putting full faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's my inspirational quote of the week too. It's about tawakkul, right? So it's about putting that full faith in Allah, right? So, like the birds. The birds don't know where their food is going to come from. They don't know what worm they're going to be able to catch, what food they're going to be able to eat, bread, etc. They don't know if, Sister Sue is going to come out and, lay out the bread today, or if she's going to miss today, right? They don't know any of these things. They just put their trust that they are going to be fed. They put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are going to be fed, that, they, will be able to eat today. That's all they know. They know that, they will have a meal at the end of the day. And we ourselves as human beings, we need to put our full faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same way that the birds, the animals do, right? We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if, our business is going to be successful. We don't even know if we're going to have a job at the end of the week. We don't know if we're going to even receive our paycheck at the end of the week. I know it's happened to me. I've been in a situation where I put my timesheet in and at the end of the week, there's no paycheck there for me. I may have been counting on that paycheck. I may have needed that to, pay my rent or, to buy food for my kids or to buy clothing, whatever the case may be. I've been in that situation. Even a paycheck at the end of the week is not promised. So if we know that that is not promised, why can't we have put that same faith and trust and effort into building a business or creating a business or putting our full effort into a business, right? We need to take more pride and in our abilities, right? And in the fact of what Allah has entrusted us with, the things that He has gifted to us, the skill set, the knowledge, et cetera, that He has gifted us with, and just go full force, right? So, one of the things that I will say to you is, put your trust in Allah, put your trust in God and in yourself, and you will be able to create a successful business if that's the mindset that you have. You will be successful in whatever it is that you do if you have the mindset that you will. And I will tell you that, yes, I have had times where I have been discouraged. I have had times where it's like, man, it would be easier if I worked for someone else. But at the end of the day, I would just kick myself and I would be so upset with myself if I didn't give my business a try, if I didn't, put my effort into my business and what is possible and what I could do. I would not have met many of you that listen to the podcast I've met in person. By God's grace and mercy, alhamdulillah, I've been able to help you with your businesses. I've been able to help you grow your businesses. I've been able to help you, create products, write books, all that kind of stuff. I would have never been able to do that if I gave up on myself, if I gave up on my dream, if I gave up on what I feel is my contribution to women and my contribution to, society and the world as a whole and the legacy that I want to leave behind. I want to leave behind a legacy of faith and truth and, just of women that, created, what they wanted to create, with their time here on earth, right? I think, for me that I live for that. I live to see a woman go from, not believing in herself to believing in herself and then, manifesting the things that she not only wants, personally or spiritually, but also that she wants, professionally and from, the dunya perspective, right? I say this again that, I said this in my stories, and it goes to the effect of, God did not say, Allah did not say that he didn't want us to enjoy this world, this dunya. He said that he wanted us to enjoy this world, but without disobeying him, right? So there's nothing wrong with you wanting to pursue a business, for you wanting to pursue, some of these worldly pursuits, as long as your focus is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same systems and processes companies use to build their businesses, you can create for your own. And so many people go, it's easier to be in a job because of the processes and the systems. Well, guess what? Last week, week five, this was one of the things that cohort two went through in the 15-week week Build Your Boss Biz program, is that, we learned, the systems. What are you doing on a day-to-day basis? How does your business function? What is the flow of your business? Create the systems that make that flow, that make your task, that make your job on a day-to-day basis easier. That's essentially what businesses are doing. So why is it that you can follow the systems or help businesses to even create the systems, but you can't do it for your own? So I challenge you, to do that. So I challenge you to reframe your thinking. Whereas, you're saying to yourself, Bismillah, and I'm going to make my business successful, versus asking the question, how do I know if my business will be successful? Your business will be successful in two ways. You will either fail miserably and learn and be able to apply it to a different version of your business or to a new business, or you will succeed. So either way, you're in a win-win type of situation. Question number three. I'll be right back. Question number three. I need to create more content to promote my business. Where do I start? You start exactly where you are with what you have. Record yourself doing what you do every day. Post reels, go live, and connect with your audience and ask them questions. Ask them what they'd like to see, etc., and then act upon them. Give them calls to actions. Take pictures using the portrait feature on your phone, or if you're not an iPhone user, whatever platform you're using, whether you're an Android user, whatever platform you're using, use that to take pictures and to disseminate the pictures. People want to see the journey. Gary Vee is a guy that I love to watch. If you're not following him on IG, I suggest you do. And the reason why I say that is because many of the posts that he posts, or the pictures that he posts, or the videos that he posts, are from videos from back in the day. The clarity may not have been there, or the audio may have been messed up and he has to do voiceovers, whatever the case may be. But the beauty of his content is, one, it's real. Two, it's authentic to him and to the audience that he serves. And he's able to go back into the archives and show you, times where he was wrong, times where he failed. He shows you where he said something was going to be successful, and now 10 years down the road, he's right. So really, he's able to show the journey. And one of the things that he said, and I forget how long ago this was, this may have been like 2 years ago, and he said that, just take the camera and get somebody to film you, pay them a couple of bucks and get them to walk around filming you, throughout the day, and, showcase that. Put it up on your page. Tell the story. Tell people what's happening. Do a voiceover, or, maybe it's a video and it's a 2-minute clip showing how you do a process. I see people, people that are, what are they called? Hairdressers, right? Or barbers, right? And they're showing you the journey. They're showing you behind the scenes how they cut people's hair. And people would be like, they're showing you everything. Yeah, but not everybody can cut their own hair. Not everybody has that skill set. So by them showing you, they're showing you the journey, and then you're interested. You're bought into the process. It's like everybody, on social media has their own little, reality TV show where they're showing you the process. I think it's genius, and I think that more of us need to be, taking this into consideration when we're building our brands, when we're, showcasing what we're doing. We think that, everything has to be just so, the pictures have to be, you know, just so or whatever. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I have a pet peeve about backgrounds, right? So, you know, if you're selling a product, the background of where you're selling your product shouldn't be junky, right? So if you're doing a product photo or a product feature, whether it's clothes, whether it's a phone, whatever the case may be, make sure that that background is clear and you're only seeing the product. Even where you're standing when you're, you know, delivering a speech or something like that, make sure that what's behind you is clear and, you know, it's focused on you versus the junk behind you. Like that, I genuinely, like, you know, create good content in that, you know what I mean? We're not seeing the junk behind you, right? Unless that's your business, right? Unless you're a cleaning business or, you know, something like that, or you're a garbage company or I don't know, right? But make sure that, you know, wherever you're shooting, that the background is clear and that, you know, people can see you. But use the portrait mode on your phone, man. Like, use the portrait feature on your phone. You know, again, people want to see the journey. And they want to be a part of the evolution. They want to see, okay, she started here, but then now she's here. People want authenticity. So many people are faking it until they make it. Show the failures. Let's help people believe that they can do it too. And remember, people buy people, not products or services. They buy the results your products or services will help them achieve, not the products or services themselves, right? So many people will buy a service because it will help them to better their business. So many people are interested in the 15-week Build Your Boss Biz program because of the outcome. Two things. One, they're going to gain the skill set that the 15-week program offers, and they have the opportunity to, pitch, you know, for $1,500 prize that they can use towards their business. Not many people out there doing that. And so, you know, excited for, you know, the 30 plus women that we have in that program to be able to, have the opportunity to pitch their, business. So, you know, just something that, you know, I want you all, think about. So creating more content, you know, you don't have to have a photographer. You don't have to curate your feed. Start where you are. Create with what you have. And then as you are able to, you know, put out the money for a photographer or put out the money for better camera equipment or whatever the case may be, do it. Show people the evolution. Show people that it's possible for them too. But until you get there, don't second guess or don't not do anything because you're afraid that the content is not going to be, you know, up to snuff. All right. We'll be right back with question four. Should I build a website first before I begin promoting my business? I get this question a lot, and many people don't begin promoting their business because they don't have a website, and then they create the website. They, you know, invest, you know, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars in the website, and then, you know, they launch the website and crickets. For months, they don't sell a single product or they sell very few products, and they don't understand why. I'm going to tell you why. They're putting the cart before the horse. And they're putting the cart before the horse because, you know, they want things to look like. They want to look like an established business before they're actually an established business, right? Don't put the cart before the horse, okay? Begin promoting and bringing awareness to your brand first. Your Instagram platform is free. Your Facebook platform is free. Pinterest is free. LinkedIn is free. All of these platforms are free. All of these spaces, Clubhouse, free. All of these places where you can promote your business, to begin talking about your business, creating awareness, about your business are all free. So before you go and invest, you know, the hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars in someone creating a beautiful, you know, website for you, why don't you, capitalize on the free, right? Monetize the free. And then start to invest back into your business by creating, you know, a beautiful website, et cetera. You want to promote your brand, bring brand awareness long before you take your first payment. You know, many people make the mistake of, you know, creating the product and everything like that and not seeing, you know, not doing the market research, not seeing, you know, is this a viable product? You know, do people actually want this product, right? Some of the things that you can do is, you know, you can create samples, right? You can make samples. We'll use clothing, for example. Make samples of your clothes. Put them on yourself first. You become the first model and showcase them on yourself and say, hey, you know, would you buy this? Are you in the market for this, right? And then start to build, you know, the type of clothing. Ask people, do you like this color? If you don't like this color, what colors would you like to see? You know, what about this design don't you like? Don't be so egotistical and don't be so, what is the word? I'm going to use egotistical, right? Don't be so egotistical that you don't accept feedback. I call it, you know, constructive, feedback and, actually growth related feedback. And the beauty of growth related feedback is that it's people being honest with you. And then you deciding the person that's being honest with you, is that your target audience? If they are your target audience, they are a potential client. They're someone who you want to do business with. You take what they're saying into consideration, and then, you know, you bring that back to the lab and then you recreate something, a product, a food product. Maybe you're making, you know, some type of veggie burger and, you know, you begin cooking and maybe you sell meals for $5 after Juma service. Right. But, you know, you're out there and you're saying, hey, head to the website. Let me know, you know, how this head to my IG page and let me know how this was. Hey, I was out here selling meals for Juma, you know, today. If you were one of the people that picked up, you know, one of our meals, how was the meal? Right. Begin there, start there, start with that, you know, that type of way first, and then, you know, go and build, you know, the fancy, you know, website, right? So, you know, so here's something that I want to say to you. So, you know, you begin promoting your brand, et cetera, long before you take your first payment, long before you create the website. You can take payment before you even have a website. Many people get tripped up about that. You know, I want to encourage you, when the idea pops in your head to start a business and you're really serious about it, you can't sleep, the idea keeps coming back to you, start the business. And you start the business long before you even register the LLC. Start selling, you know, the meals, you know, like I said, after Juma, you know, maybe your hair products. Start, you know, selling them, you know, maybe you sell them, you know, for $5. And hey, I want you to try this. Let me know, you know, how you like it. How much would you actually pay for this? You paid $5, but, you know, how much would you realistically, you know, pay for this product? That's how you determine pricing, along with how much the product costs, how much the packaging costs, et cetera, right? You know, so, you know, document the process, show your audience your intention to start the business and your journey to build it, right? Show them the fabric that you may be using, show them, hey, I'm looking for a seamstress to be able to help me to create my designs, etc. Show them the entire process. So on the day when you say, hey, you know, I'm ready to launch my first product, I have 20 of this design, go and get it. There's going to be 20 people. You're going to have 20 customers that you already, you know, built in, right? So some people would say, you know, telling people your intention to start the business before you start it, or your journey to build your brand, or, you know, to build a product or service, that, you know, it's counterintuitive. Some will even say, hey, somebody might steal my idea. And I'm going to tell you, no, they won't. Right. And even if, you know, so all of our ideas come from God. Every idea comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same way he brought the idea to you, he may have given it to 10 people, 1,000 people, maybe even 10,000 people, maybe even 100,000 people. He may have given the same exact idea to someone else. And so what happens is are you interested in, you know, putting that idea forth? And so if the answer to that is you're not interested in putting that idea forth, it goes down the line until, you know, somebody puts it forth, whether it's one person, 10 people, 100 people, right? So, you know, again, think hair salon. Most women can do their own hair, but they pay for the convenience of someone else doing it. The same with thing with the nail salon, the same thing with fast food restaurants, etc. The same goes for your product or service, but I digress. So back to the website. Begin taking payment via PayPal. Most payment processing companies allow you to create landing pages for your product. Many websites without the expense. Here's the strategy behind this idea. If you can promote and get buyers with a free or low-cost landing page, then you're ready to invest in the website. But if the opposite is true, you need to do more work building on the base. So I hope that answers the question. Question number five. My product or service is too niche. I'm afraid there won't be enough people who will buy from me. Should I sell a product or service I know nothing about? Y'all know the answer to that is no. You knew it before you asked, right? So, you know, this is a loaded question, and I can devote a full episode to answering this question alone. There is no such thing as a product or service being too niche. There are almost 8 billion people on the planet. Even if your product or service is for 100K of that 8 billion, you will be successful. You will have a successful business. You know, God willing, you have a service that people can come back to over and over again. You have a product that people will continue to buy again and again and again and again, right? So you will be successful. Listen, Apple, you know, has, you know, they come out with new products every single year, and every single year we are either in line for the new iPhone, we're in line for the new, you know, gadget that they have to hook up to the phone, or, you know, every couple of years, you know, we have to invest in a new laptop or a new desktop or both, right? And so Apple doesn't worry about, you know, whether their product is too niche. They don't worry about, you know, there are some Android users that don't like Apple. They don't worry about any of that. They worry about communicating the products that they have to the customer it is that they serve, right? And, you know, also, you know, creating a product, creating services that keep the customer coming back, operating in excellence, you know, will help customers to come back. You have repeat business, right? So taking care of customer the first time will, you know, have those customers coming back and back and back. And also referrals will have, you know, people referring, you know, customers to you. And so you just want to make sure that, you know, you're doing it right the first time and you're not worrying about, you know, whether your product is too niche. You know, all right. So your job is to communicate who you help, how you help them, what products or services, and I say and or services, because most businesses provide products and they provide services, so they're hybrid businesses, right? So what products or services you offer and why you help them. You will attract your tribe. That's a dua. Ameen. That is a prayer. So ameen, amen, however you want to say it, you will attract your tribe. Sometimes your product or service is ahead of its time and will take a while for people to catch on. I'm one of those people. You know, I'm in a space where I'm helping women, first of all, to grow their businesses. Not many people doing that. I am a Muslim woman doing that. Not many women doing Muslim women doing that. You know, I'm also helping them specifically in specific areas, right? I'm helping them to marry, you know, faith and finances together. Not too many women that are doing that, right? So, you know, very niche, very, you know, scaled down. And, you know, it took a while to rev up the engines. It took a while for this to catch on. It took a while for, you know, business education for people of faith, women of faith to catch on, right? You know, there have been people that have been out here doing this for years, and it's just now starting to take, you know, off. And people are just now saying, oh man, I do need a coach, or I do need someone to help me with my business. And I would prefer, you know, this type of person over this type of person. Before, it was just whoever's out there, whoever, you know, is the person that you see the most, that's who I'm getting my information from. There were really no choices. And now, you know, there are more people in the space. There are more people who have, you know, taken the leap of faith and gone into business. And so, you know, a lot more people that have that firsthand experience in, you know, helping to build businesses or building businesses for themselves. And who better to learn from than someone who is on the ground, not just someone who is reading from a textbook, right? And, you know, regurgitating, you know, the way that things should work versus, hey, this is what worked for this type of business. This is what worked, you know, for me. This is what worked for clients that I have. There's a big difference between, you know, something that's in a textbook versus, you know, that firsthand knowledge, right? So again, sometimes your product or service is ahead of its time. You know, hunker down and, you know, be in it for the long haul. Think Microsoft, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Uber, Google, Tesla, companies like that. It took decades for them to really take off, decades for them to be able to pull out profits from their businesses, right? You have to be so innovative and future focused that you don't get distracted by the shiny objects happening now, right? AKA business or product ideas that may pop up along the way that will divert your attention, that will, you know, okay, you know, this is really taking off for these many people. Let me stop doing what I'm doing in my current business and let me go pursue that for the sake, pursue this particular thing for the sake of, you know, making a dollar, and then not, you know, using that to go towards your dreams. I do believe that there are things, you know, or opportunities that are in your path that on the surface seemingly divert you from the path, but then they essentially help you along the path. I'm not talking about those things, but I am talking about, you know, dropping one business idea to go build another business only for that business not to do what you wanted to do. And then now you're back, you know, doing this other business. That's not what I'm talking about. And here's, you know, my, you know, philosophy on, you know, building a business. Trust that there will be many, ideas that will come your way. But I want you to get an idea notebook and write those ideas down to revisit them at a later date. They may be great ideas, viable ideas, but I want you to give yourself 1 to 5 years to build your current business, right? I want you to spend the next 6 months just talking about what your business is about, talking about your product and or services, right? If it doesn't work after that, you may consider walking away. But I can almost guarantee you, if you hyper-focus on your business idea or your product, et cetera, you communicate the who, the what, the how, and the why daily, you will not fail. And again, that's another dua. So ameen. I pray that this episode was a benefit. If you listen to this straight, go back and listen to it again, take some notes and implement some of what you've learned in this process. You know, go back to the questions, question number one, right? Have you ever said to yourself, what's the best way to promote my business? Do you feel like you're fully promoting your business? And go down to each question and see if there's something that you can pull out of, you know, each question, the answer to each question, and how you can apply it to your specific business, product, service, et cetera. My inspirational quote of the week, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa huwa alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Allah is sufficient for me. There is no God but He. I have placed my trust in Him. He is Lord of the majestic throne. Ameen. Tawakkul, the perfect trust in Allah. Tawakkul is whole reliance on Allah, perfect trust in Allah and Him alone. Allah is al-wakil, the disposer of affairs. Success is only achieved when trust is in Allah and the believer is steadfast and obeys His commands. The decision rests only with Allah. In Him I put my trust, and let all those that trust put their trust in Him. That is taken from Sahih Muslim and Surah Yusuf, ayat 67. May we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may we put forth the effort to help us to achieve success both in the dunya, and may our lives in the dunya facilitate our akhirah. Ameen. I'll talk to you guys next week. Peace. Assalamu alaikum. This has been another spectacular episode of Boss Hijabipreneur, brought to you by BUNHD LLC and the Not Without My Hijab stage play. To find out more about services for women of faith in business and the next city up on the tour, visit www.bunhd.com. It is our hope here at BUNHD that after each episode, you will be empowered to have a deeper connection in your spirituality, personal, and business relationships. As women of faith, we have a responsibility to learn our religion, apply it to our daily lives, and to make a positive contribution in our local and global communities.